Welcome to Soul Sugar. I'm your host, Carrie Rad. You might know me from my videos on YouTube. I love to chat about all things self-care, self-love, living our very best lives, and finding our inner magic. Soul Sugar is a community of blooming soul seekers, like sugar for your soul. Hello everyone, welcome back to an all new episode of Soul Sugar Podcast. I'm happy to be here. It's a nice gloomy day. I've got my Earl Grey tea. I'm gonna take a sip. I almost choked on it because I tried to sip it so fast. It is after Thanksgiving. I hope everyone had a great holiday. I am coming into the end of season two. Now we have probably about three more episodes, I think. We're ending right before Christmas, and then we'll be back again in January for season three, which I cannot wait for season three. It's going to be nice to take some weeks to just kind of take a step back and prep before continuing on. I think doing podcasts in seasons has been a really great way to kind of just like at the end of the season, you reevaluate kind of the things that you talked about and how you want to move into the next season. So if you guys could or want to, I always love reading your feedback, especially over on the Instagram at Soul Sugar Co. And I go in and I read your guys' DMs that you send me and your comments about what you thought about the episodes. Also, if you love the episodes and you want to give us some good reviews, definitely always remember that you can do that on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. You just give us a review and let us know what you think about it. That's really helpful for the podcast. It helps get more ears listening and it gets the podcast out there. I'm just feeling like today I want to sit down and just have like a candid chat with you guys. I have had wedding planning on my top of mind recently, of course, because Alex and I are getting married in May of next year, so May 2020. And so we're getting into the home stretch. We have about 6 months more to go. And so I'm in like kind of like the crucial part where you start sending out the save the dates, you get the guest list all settled in. And I'm just having all of these feelings through the process of wedding planning. And the more I talk about how I feel and the more I'm honest about all of my feelings, the more I realize that people feel very similar in terms of wedding planning and having a wedding or not having a wedding. And I think that it's really important when we're doing these big milestones in our life and when we're diving into, you know, these huge moments in our lives, like remembering one, it's important to be honest with ourselves about how we feel. Remembering why we're doing them, like always finding out the why. And also like being honest with other people about our feelings, because it's been really fascinating to see how other people have felt similar ways, but they never said anything to other people. And you know, you can really relate to people when you open up and you're honest with them. And I think the reason why I really want to make this episode is because if anybody is in the wedding planning process right now, I would just love to open up the conversation and talk about how you're feeling and what's working for you, what's not working for you. And, you know, wedding planning is an emotional process. And so we can sit back and say like, oh, you know, I'm loving it. Wedding planning is going great. Or wedding planning is so stressful. Or it's so easy. Whatever somebody's feeling, like it's easy to just, you know, give that sentence and move on. But I think that we all have to be honest with the fact that there's emotions involved. It's a big milestone in life. And, it shouldn't be something that you kind of sugarcoat. And I think that that's what I'm experiencing. And I'm really enjoying being honest about how I feel. And it feels really liberating. And it feels like a weight being lifted off my shoulders. So that's why I want to do this episode with you guys, because I've been thinking a lot about how I wanted to start creating videos about, you know, wedding planning to help you guys figure out the best way to put together a wedding. And you know, I'm not a wedding planner and I've never planned a wedding before. So I've just been kind of waiting to figure out more about my feelings and like how I'm going about doing everything. So I'm going to give you guys tangible information to help you in your wedding planning process. And I'm also going to give you guys some information about the emotional part of the wedding planning process and just how I've been feeling. I'm in the heart of it right now. And instead of waiting till after my wedding and maybe potentially looking back and saying, you know, every moment was worth it and I loved it and it was the best moment of my life, which is what a lot of people say is the truth, and maybe it will be my truth, but I also think that there's something valuable about being in the middle of the process and talking about how we're feeling emotionally about it. And then after the wedding, I can kind of reflect back to this episode and see how it changed and how it evolved from that moment. So I guess I want to start from when Alex and I got engaged and sort of how I felt and we felt during that time and what our plan was. Alex and I talked about getting engaged before he popped the question. I knew he was going to at some point. It wasn't a huge shock or surprise to me. We talked about the future and we know we wanted to end up together. So when he asked me, I was ecstatic. I am still so excited. Throughout this entire process, the most exciting thing to me every single day since the moment that we got engaged is the fact that I get to marry Alex, and that for me, I get to have this partner that is honestly and truly and wholeheartedly my best friend, and I could not imagine being with anybody else. The moment that he asked me to marry him, I felt this sense of freedom, which I found really fascinating. It was a feeling that I didn't expect to feel. I didn't think that freedom is what I would be feeling, but I realized that that was the case because of how myself I feel with him and how much I have been able to just melt into who I am because I'm with somebody who loves me for everything that I am. And I feel so lucky to be marrying my best friend. When we got engaged, we talked about how we just wanted to elope. Alex and I we're social, but we're also, we love being the two of us, and you know, we are learning more about how to balance our relationship with social engagements and family, you know, like work-life balance, all of these things. You know, you're always learning in terms of that, and we've really come to a place in our life where we're learning more about that. And I think that part of that really affected the fact that, like, maybe we didn't want a big wedding just because we felt like we didn't need a wedding to validate how we feel about each other. And I still feel that way. And so I think the feeling that arises for me often throughout the planning process is, what am I doing this necessarily for? That has brought up a lot of conversations with Alex, conversations with friends and family about how I feel about the wedding planning process. And it's been so interesting because I have felt so many different things throughout the process. I am so excited about it when I imagine the day, and I also can understand that the day is not entirely for Alex and I. I'm sure a lot of you who have gotten married and had a wedding, or those of you who are in the planning process, you know, it's easy to at the very beginning think, this is for me, this is our day, what do we want to do? And I understand that mentality. And I think that for me, what's been really interesting is that I didn't grow up imagining my wedding day. I never did. I never imagined what my dress would look like. I never imagined what the day would look like, how I wanted it to be. I went into this with just the purest intentions of, like, I don't really have a set plan, and I don't have a idea of, like, exactly how I want it, which I feel like has been helpful for me in the planning process. I've been able to be a bit more flexible, and I have a little bit less anxiety around the planning process, I think, because I don't have a specific way that I need it to be or be done. So it was interesting when that switch happened. Alex and I were just driving through Topanga Canyon one day, and actually Alex found this venue because we talked about maybe eloping in Topanga Canyon. We were talking about a lot of different options. We were thinking, okay, we'll elope, maybe we'll have a really small wedding, or how do we want to do this? And we would just go back and forth with different ideas. And Topanga Canyon is a place that is still really meaningful to Alex and I. And it was really meaningful to us at the beginning of our relationship because we would go on little getaways in Topanga Canyon. We would ride on the motorbike through there. We would get brunch there. And Alex found this spot that we realized was an actual wedding venue. And we walked in there and it just felt so much like us. And it was the one venue we ever looked at. And we just decided to book something because we loved it so much. And so then we had this space and we could kind of do whatever we wanted in that space. We could have a small wedding. We could have a wedding up to 150 people because that is the max that the venue holds. And so we have gone back and forth in the process of how many people we wanted to have. And as the wedding became more confirmed, because once we booked the venue and we put down the deposit for the venue, we were able to play around with the option of like how many people we want. And so as soon as we started to, you know, talk about the venue more, we got family involved and friends involved, because of course you know, want to ask people to be in your bridal party if that's the way you're going to do it. And that's what we wanted to do, because we were like, okay, well, if we're going to do this, then let's definitely have friends and family involved. And I'd say our wedding will be somewhat traditional, but somewhat not. There are a lot of things that we're not doing traditionally. And there is definitely a major part of it that we are just doing things that reflect who we are as a couple. And a lot of the decisions we've made in the wedding planning process has been because it's just very us. And there's definitely a couple things in there that people have been like, really? That's what you're doing? And we're doing it because it's us. And we want it to feel like us on the day. But what's been really interesting is that the more that we've planned, the more that we realize that this wedding planning process is not just about us. It is so much so about our family and friends. And I called my maid of honor one day and I was just like, can I be totally honest with you, my best friend Chrissy? And I said, like, I feel sometimes I ask myself, like, why I'm doing this if this isn't necessarily at first what I wanted to do. Like, I'm so excited to marry Alex and to, you know, go through this next chapter of our life together. And I can't wait to do that. Like, I want to do that tomorrow, but I have to wait for this wedding in May of next year. And like, I'm just going through this whole, it's an undertaking to plan this essentially huge party. And sometimes I just wonder why I'm doing it. And she said, well, the reason why you're doing this is because of your friends and family. Remember, like, people love you guys as a couple. And like, you have to remember that, like, essentially, she didn't say it just this way, but you know, the way I took it was like that it's not necessarily about you guys entirely. And it's not. And like, that's what I'm learning throughout this process, is like, it is about us coming together as a couple. But there is so much more to it. And it's a very traditional thing to have a wedding. And we're not a traditional couple. And so there's all of these questions that I ask myself throughout the process, and that I have asked myself throughout the process. And, you know, I'm the type of person that like doesn't feel the pressure of, you know, I try not to, of course we all do, but I try my best not to feel the pressure of like doing something because it is something that everybody does. And so I really had to take a step back and ask myself, like, why are the real reasons why I'm doing this? And the answer I've come to today is truly because of the people in my life, and to be able to celebrate the love with Alex, and knowing that, like, really at the end of the day, like, this does not define my love that I have for Alex. It is a night to and a day to celebrate that love, but it is not the reason, and it is not like all encompassing, like what our relationship is all about. And If the wedding is fantastic, awesome. If it goes okay, great. If it's not that great, then we move on. Like, whatever it may be, like, I have come to this place where I feel settled and okay with whatever the outcome is. Now, because I am a Virgo, I am very detail oriented. So, of course, like, if we have decided to take on this challenge and this, you know, process of wedding planning, I have become very like detail oriented, and I'm really going in through the planning process and really figuring out the best way I can make it like as fun as possible and as beautiful as possible in, you know, what our budget is and how I can make people feel special on the day and, you know, all of those things that will make it a really special day, I am really paying attention to. But I also know so much so that I don't need it. And I think that, you know, in the wedding industry, what I notice is like, once you start to go through this planning process, it can be so, there's just so much pressure that comes in. And there's so much pressure from picking out the dress to the flowers to the music to your family members to friends to your bachelorette, like bridal showers, all of these things. And like, what I'm trying to do throughout the process is understand like that this is an exciting moment in my life and will only happen one time, and I will only have this celebration of Alex and I with my friends, and like it gives an excuse to like go on a vacation with all of my girlfriends, which is one thing that like I was like, do I really want a bachelorette? Like, is that me? Like, I don't know. But then I thought, you know, when am I ever gonna be able to have like all of the girls that I love in my life all together on one trip? And so I'm really looking at this in like a very optimistic outlook and thinking like, when am I gonna get to do this? Like, I obviously could plan a trip like this with my best girlfriends, but not all of my best girlfriends have grown up together and hang out with each other the way that I kind of interact with all of them, right? They all have their own sets of friends and their own things that they do in life. So if I were to bring up a trip for us all to go together, if I didn't have this excuse to do it, would it actually happen and have as much weight to it? Probably not. And so that's why like these moments as I go along, I think like, oh, like this is why people love this. And this is why people are so excited about this, because it truly is like something very special that does only happen at this certain time in your life. And I think that one of the reasons why I wanted to make this episode is because I know a lot of you are going through the wedding planning process. Whenever I post something about Alex and I getting engaged, or I talk about the wedding planning process, I get DMs and comments back letting me know that you guys just got married or that you're in the process of getting married. And so I just wanted to like talk to you guys and have like a candid chat. And those of you who are not even engaged and who might want to have a wedding later on, like I'm talking to those people too, because, you know, I think that opening up a dialogue of honest and candid conversation is so important. And I think that at the beginning of me feeling the feelings of why am I not feeling totally all ecstatic every moment of this process? Like, why am I not so excited about this in terms of like, you know, I wasn't like thinking about it every moment. To be completely honest with you, I think about my business and what I do for a living and like having fun with Alex. I put that as like a priority in my life. And to be honest, the wedding planning process has been like what I do when I have a free moment that I'm not just relaxing. You know, where a moment where I'm like, oh, I'm free right now and I have some energy, let me work on the wedding. It's really been like it's been the last thing on my list of things to do, because I think about, you know, going on a hike with Alex and like being with him and cooking dinner and like being with Lanka, like before I think about, oh my gosh, I have to plan this wedding. Like, I'm still living in the moment. And I think like for me, because people become so obsessed with the wedding planning process and it becomes their entire world, I was like, why is this not my entire world right now? And then I started realizing it's because I don't feel like the wedding defines my relationship. And it's really interesting, because when you're in the wedding planning process, people ask you so many questions about it all the time. That's like what people care about when you're planning a wedding. It's like, you know, I have a lot of like pivotal milestone moments in my career that I'm so ecstatic about. And people keep asking me about the wedding planning process. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm putting more time into my, you know, my career moments right now than I am. People are constantly asking me about how the wedding planning process is going because they know that I'm planning a wedding. But to be completely honest with you, I'm more concerned about these major milestone moments that I'm experiencing in my career than I am about, you know, planning a wedding. Like, planning a wedding is the thing that I do on my off time where I have more energy, where I'm not spending quality time with my fiance and my dog. And, you know, these aren't, like, life is not all about having a wedding, getting engaged, like, and having a child. You know, these things are huge, beautiful, pivotal moments. And, like, I cannot wait to have a kid. Like, honestly, having a child in my future, I'm more excited about that process because it's going to be such an adventure in life and such a beautiful change. But I'm more excited about that than like this one day where I have a wedding. And I just think that talking about this and being open about my feelings about the wedding planning process has been a huge weight off of my shoulders, because I think that people are not honest about how they truly feel when they are in the process of planning a wedding. I think people can be so sort of just broad about how their feelings are. Like, they can just say, I feel so excited and it's been a great process, or they can feel, oh my goodness, it's so stressful, there's so much to do. But I think it's really refreshing when people are honest. What I've started to understand the more that I talk to people is that people are excited about it, specifically like our family, because they love us and they're excited about this milestone that they can be a part of our relationship on this day, right? Because Alex and I met 3 years ago, or it'll be 4 years the day we get married. So, like, you know, 3.5 years now. And from that moment, it's just been this whirlwind of love. And we've moved into this house together. We've adopted a puppy, and our families, like, truly love our relationship. And our parents are together for Thanksgiving, and, like, they like each other. And it's been truly this beautiful moment. And I know that those people want to experience our love with us and to have that celebration. And it's been a year of a lot of different emotional things that have happened. You know, there has been disease in the family, there has been death in the family, there has been a lot of stuff that we've gone through as a couple. And having this wedding for our family feels like this, you know, really pure party and celebration of love and celebration of happiness. And that is the reason why I'm excited about our wedding, is because we're all going to be able to come together and celebrate this love and celebrate life in particular. We will get back to the episode in just a moment, but first, I want to tell you about today's sponsor, Away, thoughtful luggage for modern travel. I can't tell you guys how exciting it is to be working with Away. I've been using Away, honestly, since the company first came out. It is my go-to travel companion, and I recommend it to everyone, to friends, family, to you guys. If you've been following me for a while, you guys know that I post stories all the time with my Away luggage. When I am at the airport, sometimes people stop me and ask me how I like it, and I immediately tell them, you have to get one. I have the carry-on and the bigger carry-on. I am a carry-on only kind of girl, so I love switching these out, whether I'm going on a long weekend trip or if it's a longer trip, I'll go with the bigger carry-on. For someone who travels very regularly, I can truly say that Away is the best luggage I have ever used. And because I travel so regularly, I can honestly say that I have had no problems with my luggage. The zipper hasn't given out on me. I haven't had anything break. My luggage is used quite often and it is still intact, beautiful, and ready to go anytime I need to leave. I love the ejectable battery that charges your phone. It has come in handy for me on so many different occasions. My phone is always dying when I travel. It is a problem. So having a handy charger on my luggage is huge for me and it saves the day. Away luggage is also super lightweight and durable, which lasts a lifetime of travel, and the 360-degree spinner wheels make traveling around so much smoother. It's such a smooth bag. I put a bag on top of the luggage and it's just so smooth. I honestly love it. Also, very cool, if your luggage breaks, Away customer service will arrange to have it fixed or replaced as soon as possible. You really can't go wrong with that. Away creates thoughtful products designed to change how you see the world. They started with the perfect suitcase, crafted with features that make travel more seamless. Now they offer a range of essentials that solve real travel problems. So all you have to think about is where you're headed next, because getting away means getting more out of every trip to come. You guys ask me all the time how I love my Away luggage and what I think of it, and now you know, and you should know by all the stories that I do about them, that I absolutely love them and I highly recommend one of their suitcases. With the holidays coming up, if you guys are looking for a new luggage, you get $20 off of your suitcase if you visit awaytravel.com/soulsugar and use the promo code soulsugar during checkout. So that's $20 off of a suitcase if you visit awaytravel.com/soulsugar and you use the promo code soulsugar during checkout. Let's take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsor, Third Love. I took the quiz that they provide on thirdlove.com and it asked me all sorts of questions like my cup size, the shape of my boobs, how my current bra fits. The process was so incredibly seamless and they asked me all of the right questions to make sure that I have a bra that actually fits me and feels good when I'm wearing it. Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast sizes and shapes in mind for the perfect fit and premium feel. I personally don't wear bras often, and if I do, they're like the first thing that I just want to tear off when I get home. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. But with this Third Love bra, I cannot even tell you how nice it fits. The nice thing is I can find my size online and I don't have to go in and have this awkward fitting room experience. I buy everything else online, so finding and buying a great bra online is fantastic for me. We don't think about how the actual size of our breasts matter when it comes to finding the right style of bra, but it truly does. So when Third Love asked me in the quiz the shape of my breast, I found that really helpful because I just thought, obviously there are so many different shapes and sizes of boobs in this world, they should be asking this question. Hello, this makes so much sense. Third Love offers more than 80 different sizes, including their signature half cup sizes, which makes so much sense. We're all different shapes and sizes, and Third Love understands that. Third Love also donates all of their gently used return bras to women in need, supporting charities in their local San Francisco Bay Area and across the United States. So far, Third Love has donated over 15 million in bras. Third Love knows that there is a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering my listeners 15% off of your first order. So go to thirdlove.com/soulsugar now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off of your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/soulsugar for 15% off today. Now let's get back to the episode. So now that I have talked about the emotional side of the wedding planning process, how I've been feeling about it all, I want to talk more about how the planning process has been going. Alex has been super helpful in the wedding planning process, which I have so much gratitude for because I have talked to a lot of people who have said that their partners have not been as helpful. So that makes me happy to have him definitely like helping me. Like, over Thanksgiving, we were putting together all of the save the dates, and he was like sitting at one point there by himself, like packaging the envelopes and like putting on the stamps and like, you know, counting the guest list, making sure like we didn't do doubles and all of that stuff. So I just appreciate him a lot. And, you know, I feel like a lot of people get like frustrated with the process. Like, you can bring something up and say, do you want this or that? And they'll just be like, oh. Like for Alex, he's like, he has this super great, optimistic, like patient vibe to him about it. And it's just, if he didn't have that, I don't think we would be having a wedding, to be honest. Like, if it felt like I needed to push and pull, I don't think actually, I know we wouldn't have a wedding if it was like me feeling like I had to like push and pull him to like make decisions. And if I felt like he didn't really want it, then we wouldn't be having it. Because part of the reason why I want to have a wedding is because I know that he's excited about it too. And so we're both able to like balance each other out and we both want the same thing. And so it makes it so much more enjoyable through the wedding planning process. Once we picked the venue, then it all came to life. I think that like I couldn't imagine a wedding because I couldn't imagine where it would be. And so I was having the hardest time. Like, I was like, let's just elope somewhere in the world. Like, we could go to Italy, we could go to Tuscany, like, let's just elope. And he was like, yeah. And then we were like, but do we want to have a wedding? Are we going to regret not having a wedding? Because it would be so fun. But because we hadn't picked a venue, it was so hard to imagine a wedding. And then the moment that we confirmed the date and the location, that's when everything came to life. So I think a lot of people, before they get to that point, they're like, where's the, it just feels like so much before you pick the venue, because you feel lost in this world of like, what does it even look like? But the moment that we picked the venue, we were able to dream everything up because we were like, okay, like this is the vibe of the venue. It's very natural. We know that we can make it very much so like this or like that. Like, we're gonna do a very like bohemian but elegant kind of Spanish vibes into the mix, but also like vintage mid-century. So there is definitely like somewhat of a theme, but it's also like a mix of all of the things that we love. And I know what the colors are now. Like, I definitely came up with the color scheme. Alex was just sort of like, I showed him what it would be and he was like, I love that. But for him, it was more so like coming up with like, you know, we have a little bit of like secret things that are coming up at the wedding that like not everybody will know about, like after the ceremony and later on in the evening, which we've had a lot of fun just like dreaming up and planning. And so, you know, that process has been really fun, but it really all started to come together after picking the venue. So if you are in the wedding planning process and you have not picked a venue yet, that is the first thing I would recommend to do, because once you pick a venue and a date, then the rest of the wedding planning process comes so much easier, because then you can actually call vendors to see if they're available on that specific day. You can see, because now you know where it's going to be, if they can drop off at that location, what their delivery fee would be, and how you exactly want to go about it. So picking the venue, I'd say, comes first, because when you pick the venue, then you have to pick the date. So then it becomes really real, because then you can tell your friends and family and you can ask your bridal party, can you be here on this date to be my bridesmaid, because we're getting married on this date. And I think that, of course, it's important to like ask your parents and like your best friends if they're available on that date when you are doing the wedding planning process, because what if your parents or your, you know, parents-in-law, future in-laws have a vacation planned on that day and you just booked that date for the venue. So just like making sure before you confirm that the most important people in your life are available on that date is probably a good thing to do, and then book it. And then you go into it and you get to just play around. And I think that that is the best part of the wedding planning process, is like being able to dream it all up. I'm such a visual person, so I had to create all of these different, you know, Google Docs where I just put in photos for inspiration. Instagram has been super helpful in the inspirational aspect, because I just started a board, like a saved collection on my Instagram. You can like go in and save your photos and add them to a collection. So I started adding all these photos to a wedding board on my Instagram, and then I just go in there and look at everything. And you can actually find a lot of your vendors that way by like loving their stuff, and then you go in and you click on their phone number, because like you can click on the contact when it's a business page. And then I've just been calling places and going to their website and figuring out what their prices are, and a lot of the things that I have found are through Instagram, which is pretty cool. And then if I have an idea about something, I'll just Google it and see what's up. We hired on a wedding planner, but we hired on a partial wedding planner because it was less expensive. So if you want somebody to be there to help you on the day, I would highly recommend getting a partial wedding planner. Our partial wedding planner gets involved 6 weeks prior to the wedding, and she does something called a takeover meeting 6 weeks before the wedding to just talk about all of the vendors that we have booked and kind of what the plan is. And then she calls all of the vendors and she kind of takes it from there, which is really cool. A full wedding planner will plan the wedding from A to Z with obviously your help and your inspiration and like what you and your partner want the wedding to look like in mind and all of that good stuff. We decided on a partial wedding planner because, one, I like being detail-oriented and planning and putting things together. Two, it was less expensive to go with it as a partial wedding planner. And three, we wanted somebody to be there on the day. And then also because we had so much time, we had almost a year to plan. Like, we're 6 months away and I think I pretty much have everything booked so far. So I knew that I could do most of the like reaching out and planning on my own because, you know, I am a detail-oriented person, like I said, and I do enjoy this process, but to each their own. Like, if you're somebody who's more like, I can't even visualize how I want to do this, or like don't want to contact people and it's in your budget, then I think a wedding planner, like full wedding planner from A to Z, is probably so incredibly helpful. And if it's in your budget, by all means do it. And if it's not in your budget to even get a partial wedding planner, then you can totally do all of this yourself. I just know for me on the day and having her get involved like 6 weeks before, I'm gonna feel so much more at ease and less stressed because I am a person who I can honestly say that I like control. Like, I like control of situations, especially if it's something that I'm planning. I like to make sure that I'm like managing the situation. And that's just who I am. I'm a Virgo. So that's what we do. I knew I'd be that way on the day. And so I knew that having somebody who can like pick up and know more about the wedding process than I do, who I can trust to coordinate everything and to make sure that the vendors arrive on time. Because if not on the day, I'd be like, are the flowers here? Where are they putting them? Are they putting them where I want them to? How are the tables all set up? Are they putting them in the way that I want them to? And I would just be thinking about that the entire time. So having somebody there who knows the plan instead of me just puts me at ease already, even just right now, because I just wouldn't want to be worrying about that on the day. Because in reality, on the day, I just want to be like soaking in the moment and soaking in the love and having like my bridesmaids around me, my best friends around me, and like knowing that I get to see Alex down there and like marry my like best friend and lover on that day and just be like so ecstatic and like not having anxiety about it. And that's another reason why I think we're deciding to not have Lanka there at the venue, our dog Lanka. So many people have their dogs at their wedding, and I think it's so cute, and Lanka is such an important part of our life, but there is a huge part of me that will just be so worried about him the whole time. Like, I know somebody who just had a wedding who their dog like jumped off of something at the wedding and they had to run to the vet during the wedding because it's hard to watch the dog the whole day. We were talking about maybe having somebody just watch him the whole time, but he gets so excited around people. And one habit that we're trying to break from him is that he like jumps up on people when he sees them and he's excited about them. So then like thinking about people coming in their like dresses and heels and then Lanka like tackling them over, I'm just like, oh my goodness, I don't know if like we can handle that. So there's this place in Panga Canyon where we take him that we're like, oh, okay, like he'll still be so close to us, but he won't be like at the actual ceremony. Maybe he can come later, I don't know. But like, I just want to be so in the moment and so there with like just Alex and I that I can't imagine like having the stress of like, where is he? Is he good? Is Lanka taken care of? And that was something that Alex brought up where he was just like, I just want you to like have the best day and not feel worried about this or that. So that's where we're at on the Lanka thing, and that's where we're at with a wedding planner. One thing that I've found really helpful throughout the process is, one, flowers. Surprisingly, I didn't know that this would be the case, but flowers are really expensive. And this kind of blew my mind in the wedding planning process. I love flowers. If you know me and you follow me on Instagram, you know that I've always just had an obsession with flowers. It's just, I mean, I think a lot of women are that way. And I know that, you know, flowers are these beautiful, natural, and very like feminine part of like the planet that we live on. And I don't know why, but I've always felt so incredibly connected to flowers. I always have fresh flowers in my house. I grow flowers in my backyard. Like, I just, when I'm walking down the street and I see flowers, I notice every single flower around me all the time. I love them. And so flowers to me was like one of the most important parts. I was like, I just want flowers everywhere. And then as I went into the wedding planning process, I was just like, oh my gosh. Flowers are so expensive. I was blown away by it. Of course, we're getting married in LA, which is one of the most expensive cities in the world. We're just blown away by that. Now, what I found really helpful, and if you're going through the wedding planning process, it would not hurt to ask. If somebody gives you a budget that is just way out of your range and you're just like, this is way more than I can or want to spend on, you know, this specific thing, it does not hurt to ask if they have any recommendations on somebody who would be helpful, that they could recommend that's more in their budget. What I found so incredibly helpful was that there was this florist that I absolutely love. She's so talented, but she was just way out of my budget. But at the end of the email, like after she said, this is how much it will be, but if this is too much out of your range, then like these are the people that I recommend that like are, can be a little bit lower budget. They're up and coming, but I've like trained them. And I was just like, wow. And so I looked through these girls who were so talented. And the coolest thing is that they've been like sort of trained and mentored by this woman who's just, you know, her prices are on point with how busy she is and how much experience she has and just what she does. Like, I'm not taking away from the fact that she should be getting that budget. It just wasn't in budget for me. And so finding someone who has been mentored by her, who doesn't have as much experience, but definitely creates floral arrangements that are very beautiful and similar to, you know, the girl that's just super busy and super well known in the industry, and you know, somebody who can charge that much because she's just been doing this for so long and she's earned that budget. So, but it's been really cool because I have reached out to the girl that she recommended, or one of the girls that she recommended, and this girl's awesome. And I'll share more on the day who she is. Like, I'll definitely tag her in florals and stuff like that. So if any of you guys are looking for a florist, like, you can find her, and I'll share more about us working together as, you know, everything's kind of confirmed, because we're still like talking about different things. I still have to send her the deposit. That's like what I'm doing tomorrow. It's on the top of my list of things to do. So I don't want to chat until it's like definitely signed on the line of like, we're doing it and it's done and done. But I can't wait to share that with you guys. And you know, this process is, there are so many different feelings in the wedding planning process. And as I sit here and chat with you about all of our plans and how we want it and like all these different things we're gonna do, and we're gonna have a videographer there and we're gonna have photographers and we're gonna share it with you guys too. And I want all of those things so that I can have the memories, and I wanna show my children like, this is when your dad and I were like young and this was our wedding and this is what we did and these are the photos of me in my dress. Like, these are all gonna be so, these are gonna be moments that I'm gonna look back on and just love and think about. And you know, whether it rains on our wedding day or whatever, like, that will all be part of the process. And I think about that and I go, well, if it does, like, I'll laugh about it, because that is life. Like, life is full of surprises and ups and downs. And if we go into situations just thinking like, it has to be perfect, it has to be this way, then we are no doubt going to be let down in some way or another because nothing ever goes exactly how you want it to go. And I think that if you are in the wedding planning process, the reason why I wanted to make this episode is because I want to chat about how, like, it doesn't have to be perfect. You don't even have to do it if you don't want to, but if you have decided that you do want to do it, then know that having all sorts of different feelings about it, ups and downs about how you're feeling, one moment being so excited, one moment asking yourself why you're doing it, another moment thinking about how wonderful it's going to feel being there with your family, another feeling of thinking this is about you and me and our love, and then, you know, there's just going to be, it's going to be a roller coaster of feelings. I think the most important thing is remembering that, like, this is a moment in life. It's going to be fun. It's a big party and it doesn't have to be perfect. And, you know, it could rain on the day. It could not go as planned. And that is part of life. Let it reflect what life is about. Let it reflect how life ebb and flows, how life can be unexpected and that unexpected things can happen. And just remember that, you know, this is not always 100% about you, and it's not only about family. There is definitely a balance and a combination of things to feel and a combination of things to remember. And I hope that this episode can put you at ease somewhat if you are planning a wedding right now. And I hope that this episode can give you some inspiration and can just help you with handling the emotions and knowing that if you are experiencing all different types of emotions, sometimes even feeling shame because you're wondering why you're feeling certain feelings, I just want to be here for you and tell you that you are not alone in the process, that people may make you feel like the wedding planning process went so easy and perfect and easy for them. And then some people might tell you that they understand why it's stressful, but whatever people tell you, just know that you're allowed to feel the way that you feel and that your feelings are very valid throughout this process and that you don't have to feel any shame for anything that you are feeling throughout this process. So this is where I'm going to end this conversation. I hope that it gave you guys some tips. I could talk for much longer about this wedding planning process, and I will definitely make some videos for you guys on my YouTube channel to just give you guys some more information, more tangible, detailed stuff, but I just wanted to have a candid chat before then. I'm going to leave you guys with a Soul Sugar moment that doesn't have anything to do with wedding planning because not everybody might be on that journey right now, and maybe you clicked on this to just hear what it's been like, and maybe you're not really planning right now. So my Soul Sugar moment is going to be about just taking a moment for yourself tonight, whatever that looks like for you, or this morning. I don't know exactly when you'll be listening to this episode, but even if it's as simple as a cup of tea or reading a chapter in a book or lighting your pink Himalayan salt crystal or a candle or putting on relaxation music. We have been listening to classical Indian relaxing music. Oh my gosh, if you play that, you will just go into this like world of just pure relaxation. We have been playing that and just like sitting on the couch with like cozy blankets and just not doing anything. And it has been so relaxing. So I challenge you to have a moment like that for yourself where you're doing really nothing. And it's kind of the best in the world because we are so stimulated in life. We're constantly on our phones or we're talking or we're working or we want to even go on a walk, which can be really relaxing. But I feel like a lot of the times we feel like we constantly have to be doing something, and that's okay. And that's because we're ambitious. But I also think that there is something to be said by just sitting still and doing nothing sometimes. And maybe not even forcing yourself to feel like you need to meditate. Like, I mean, just sitting there chilling out and listening to an audiobook if you want, or reading a book, or sitting back on your couch and staring at the wall. whatever it is, take that moment for yourself and just allow yourself to almost like rehabilitate yourself into the moment that you're in. And don't think about what you're going to do next in this moment. Like, really just take that time for yourself, whether it be 20 minutes, 30 minutes, or even an hour. Do your best to try to take that time today. I challenge you all to do that. I'm going to go do that now as soon as I hit stop recording on this podcast. I love you guys to the moon and back so much, and I thank you endlessly for listening, and I thank you endlessly, and I just love you guys so much, and I appreciate so much the continuous support. You have no idea how much it means to me when I read your comments and your reviews on the podcast. So again, I love you guys, and I will see you or talk to you soon in a new episode. Thank you all so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed it. While you're waiting for our next episode, come chat with us over on the Instagram. It's at SoulSugarCo. That's at SoulSugarCo. We give you a daily dose of inspiration over there. Also, it is the best place for us to communicate together, and I love hearing feedback and advice from you guys over there as well. So definitely come on over and let's be friends there.